folks, let's head on over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We are joined by Jonathan Liebert of the Better Business Bureau. First of all, welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, so we're entering the holiday shopping season. A lot of people are turning to, probably in increasing numbers, to online shopping, both in response to the pandemic and because people get more and more comfortable with that style of holiday shopping. But the scamsters realize it, right?
Unfortunately, they do. And we have seen a major increase in that. Before the pandemic, about 29% of Americans shopped online. And now we've seen that rise to about 37%. And this year's a little bit different because we've got a supply chain issue going on. So, you know, normally it's a little bit of a hectic season to purchase things. It's even more so now because of supply chain disruptions and other types of issues going on in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And Jonathan, as all this is going on and knowing that we've got just days left to get that holiday shopping in, especially if we are looking online due to not only the supply chain but also shipping delays, what should we be aware of to make sure that we're not privy to some of these scammers?
Yeah, people need to watch out for a lot of different things this year, for sure. And again, there's a lot of those goods that are out there that people want that they're having problems getting. And that's where people have to be really, really careful. We're seeing a lot of deceptive selling practices around selling non-existent pets, purchasing vehicles online, a lot of free trial offers. And what people are doing, what the scammers are doing right now, is they're creating fake websites. And so you are trying to place an online order for something. It's a website they've created. You might never get your product. You might get a counterfeit product, or it could be a product that is significantly different and of worse quality. So you really got to be careful. Online fraud is the number one fraud last year. This year probably will take the cake as well. So people have to be really, really careful that they're purchasing from reputable online services and that they're going to websites that are the real websites and not websites that scammers have created.
Right. And sometimes those secondary sellers, the ones that you think might have that must-have gift, and you're trying to get it for your child because you can't find it in the stores and you turn to one of those secondary sellers, I mean, that's an area that's just ripe for fraud too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And, you know, I think what people are looking for too is that gift that they want, that their child wants or a family member wants. And, you know, if it's too good to be true, once again, you know, it probably is. So there's some hot gift items out there for kids. We did a story about this a couple of months ago where people were looking for those gifts online and they were finding them, and they were finding them for less than what they'd normally go. And it was, you know, described as a, you know, buy now, buy quickly. This is that we have two left and these are a great price. And people, when they see that, they're going to move quickly and probably not pay attention to all the red flags and the warning signs. And so they'll make that purchase and it's they're not going to get the product, or you're going to get something that's counterfeit.
All right. Well, definitely some good information. And Jonathan, should we just direct people over to the BBB's scam tracker so they can find out more, help guide them along in making some of their holiday decision making?
Absolutely. They can report it in our scam tracker on the internet. They can call us if they'd like. But it's really, really important that people take a look at those websites, make sure that you're looking at the website to ensure that it's not brand new. It's the legitimate site. Keep a record of what you've ordered. Pay by credit card. Sometimes you can get money back, but you got to be able to prove that you got scammed. So be careful out there. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening this year.
Yeah, this is one area where paying by PayPal probably might be a little dicier, because I myself have experienced when reporting that you didn't get the proper item and PayPal just takes its time. I don't know if I ever got my money back from something like that. So anyway,
right.
Just a warning out there. Okay, Jonathan Liebert, thank you as always. You can listen to Jonathan and the folks from the BBB on The Extra. We bring it to you once a month and we'll be talking to them this month as well. Thank you, Jonathan.